Now it's time for Roadworthy Drive, brought to you by Kia. Introducing the first ever K5. Out with the old, in with the turbocharged new. Here's your properly caffeinated host, Ken Chester.
Real facts, real opinions, real talk. Welcome to Roadworthy Drive, where mobility and technology meet the open road. I'm Ken Chester in studio with Chase Seibert, who, of course, has both hands on the controls so that this vehicle will run smoothly. Glad you could join us. Time for First Look. It is a occasional segment that we do every once in a while where I drive a brand new vehicle that's either been significantly redesigned or is brand new for the next model year. This week, the focus is on the 2021 Acura TLX sedan. And I got to tell you, it was a fun ride.
It was a fun ride, huh?
It was a fun ride. It was luxurious, impressively so, almost German in its handling and performance, I thought, partially because Acura, which of course is upscale model of Honda, not model, I'm sorry, nameplate of Honda,
went
to an all new platform, and this impressed me, developed exclusively for the TLX. And this thing doesn't sell hundreds of thousands of units. So that was a major commitment.
Plymouth is out to win you over this year. Follow your heart to your Plymouth dealer today.
Welcome to the late 1960s. See, that's all you need is you need a 67 Plymouth Barracuda two-door. That's exactly what you need in your life.
All you need. Spanish guitar with some seventh chords.
That Absolutely.
Was that was amazing.
And actually, the convertible would have even been better.
Well,
67 was the first year for that body, and they didn't make that many convertibles. So, yeah, a rare catch if you can get it. I know this sounds like a broken record, but the pandemic has upended many people's daily routines. The daily rituals of getting up and going to work, the commute, the morning coffee at the usual place. So what do you do when all that is gone suddenly? Well, some people have developed what is being called the fake commute. In some cases, people would do their little run around the block. Some would even grab coffee and come back to their office at home. In other cases, some people even went as far is to get cleaned up, get in their car, drive, get coffee, come back, and that's their commute. No doubt that if you've test driven and or purchased a late model vehicle lately, that you've come in contact with a smooth touchscreen. It seems almost magic about how that system is able to accurately, well, most of the time anyway, interpret your intent by the movement of your finger. And I'm not talking about a Bronx cheer or any sort of driver expression relative to your finger. Just so we're clear there, it doesn't interpret that. But here's some additional information that the industry is looking at to make sure that those interactions are even safer. Right now, what interior designers want to do, they want a whole dash. They want you to be able to interact with the vehicle from entertainment to safety to operation stuff with just your finger. But here's the problem. Right now, the way that it's set up, it requires you to look. And anytime you take your eyes off the road is a problem. You know, you go with switches, you get a tactile feeling.
Yeah.
And you kind of know.
Are we thinking talk commands here? That's all my head goes
that's
to.
That's part of it. But they're actually looking at something called a haptic interaction with it, that you could do it by feel. That actually when you're interacting with that glass screen, that you're actually getting some sort of tactile response relative to what you're trying to do. Do you want to go faster?
Yeah. Roadworthy Drive. Do you